Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life More Sci-Fi. Ooh, the lights are turned off. There's no rules now. This is your free preview into what will be our Patreon subscriber content.
Bonus! Free bonus right now.
We just got done talking about William Shatner killing his wife with our good friend Aaron Moles. I didn't watch Star Trek. I don't know, like, well, first I want to ask you, Willie, do you actually believe this, that he killed his wife? Or is this just, like, something that you feel like would have made good material for the show?
I do feel like he killed his wife. I feel like...
Honestly?
Yeah.
But just...
I will say that I don't think he killed his wife, but I do think that it was a very convenient event in his life.
I don't know how. I mean, when you write a script, nothing is this perfect. And that doesn't mean, you know, truth is stranger than fiction. I'm very well versed in the world of shit's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Here's a little. I'll say this at the end of what I'm going to say. Marriage is a weird thing to be like, you are the person I choose for the rest of my life. Sure. And then you're wrong.
Yeah, but
and then you say, and then you do it two more times.
But obviously Shatner does not subscribe to that.
I think Shatner's on a different plane.
I think, Moles, you brought it up, right? Where it's like, this is my move. Like, we're dating.
Right, yeah. I'm a rich old guy.
Marriage is the move.
Yeah.
It's a way to prove.
When did prenups start? How come he didn't have any prenups with
anybody?
Prenups
were definitely around at this time.
Yeah, he might have had one even, but sometimes prenups get thrown out though too. So it's like, it doesn't protect you from everything.
But I think that the facts of the case are too perfect. I'm leaving. You fucking drowned for the few hours that I left. And
well, but Willie, have you ever known an alcoholic? Have you ever like spent a lot of time with a real alcoholic, not like us? We're casual alcoholics.
I've known a couple, but one of them was my dad, and
What level of alcoholism do you think he was, if you could categorize it? Because, like, there are people who drink themselves to death. There are people who are just obnoxious.
He, he was the type that he would get sick if he didn't drink. He only drank beer, but he drank a lot of beer.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he had a cough that would wake me up every morning. Because he would wake up early and watch TV before he got ready for work. Well,
but I mean more like, I don't know if this is too personal, but like relationship wise, like how was it? Like, you know, because if you've been around like an alcoholic where they're like hiding their booze, and it's like you're gonna die if you keep drinking. Like, it wasn't that, right?
It was a weird thing because when he drank was the most that he ever opened up.
Mm-hmm.
But, so when he wasn't drinking, I don't know. It's weird because I am reevaluating this whole part of my life now that I have a kid, and I'm like, dude, he was fucking stressed out, didn't have a good relationship with my mom, and just fucking drank all the, he drank and drove with us in the car.
Ugh.
My whole life. He always fucking drank.
I guess it was a different time too.
It was a different time. And you could legally drive on country roads back then and drive.
Yeah.
And so he would take country roads to go to my grandma's house.
Right.
And he'd drink, and my grandparents were alcoholics too.
Yeah.
my grandfather was drunk. This is the saddest story because this is the man that I respected the most my whole life. He's the person that I look up to the most in my life. He pushed my grandma down the stairs and left her at the bottom of the stairs, and she had an aneurysm, and he woke up the next morning and found her, and she was in bad shape. She almost died.
Like, and he pushed her on purpose?
I don't know the story, but there must have been a drunken struggle, because he was a World War II vet that was right about everything, and I had no fucking idea about this until my aunt stopped talking to my grandpa, and I'm like, why'd you stop talking to grandpa? He's the man that I respect the most in my life.
Mm.
Turns out, dark fucking secrets, you know?
Yeah, I think like being a grandpa is easy because you can just show the grandchildren like the best part of you and like none of the worst part
for
of
sure.
You.
For sure, yeah. My grandparents all died, like, with the exception of my mom's mom, my grandma, all three of my grandparents were dead by like the mid 90s by the time I was 13. So like my parents had no grandparents to, like, I feel like grandparents add a lot to your dynamic with your parents. Cause like then they have someone to keep them in check.
Yeah.
Whereas my dad's parents both died. So, I mean, because you said like your grandpa was the person you respected the most, right?
We'd be in line at grocery stores and he would make any child laugh. There's a kid around, I'm going to go make him laugh. And he was a big religious person, but he comes from dark secrets.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. Whatever. I know that's not the same. I also knew someone that was hiding alcohol in the same way that he claims that she was, which was, I don't know if you've heard the story, but she was living with Blue for a while, and like she was drinking so much that she couldn't go to work without drinking.
Yeah. That's the way I feel now. Like, I don't hide it, but like I drink before meetings because it like calms my fucking nerves. That's probably why that reviewer was like, oh, you need therapy.
I feel like I don't do that. I actually need to be lucid for everything, but I do kind of feel like I need to calm the nerves a little bit. My problem is that I'm always worried that I'm going to fuck something up if I'm inebriated or in any way. Because I'm not a functional drunk. Like, I don't know if you've seen me at parties, but when I'm drinking or I'm high, like, I shut down. I just sit in the... I'm a wallflower. I, like, sit in the corner and I don't want to...
When
like,
you're I'll talking, have a- like, super extremes, I don't know. I'm like, yeah, listen, this is not fun to talk about, but, like, I'm very good at being a functional drunk. Like, I can...
I wish I was. I look at the functional drunks in my life and I'm like, wow, I wish I was that charming.
That's the thing. Like, I'm so much easier in a pitch and stuff like that. Cause I'm like, oh, I don't, if I'm not drunk, I shake uncontrollably to the extent where I see myself shaking and then I kind of shut down and it's just like, well, fuck. And I don't know how else to get over it rather than just self-medicating with like alcohol.
Yeah.
But the whole point is, If you're with one of these people and it's like bad and you recognize it, it's not like me where I'm just like, I can live my life like this to my own detriment. Like, it's not to your detriment. I just think William Shatner, like, this woman sounded like she drank a lot,
right?
And he probably was like, this is especially with what you said about like, hey, marry me so that I can get over this. Okay, cool. I'm going to help you get over this. And then she just doesn't. Then it's like, well, fuck, I'm going to get divorced from you. And then she fucking gets too drunk and dives into the pool.
I just, let me ask you guys this, because this is the one piece that fucking throws me off. Let's say you had a wife and you loved her. And this is all, it's so weird. Whatever, I'm setting it up. Just picture it. And you love her so much, but she's tearing her life apart, which is tearing your life apart. But her fucking therapist tells you to divorce her. Do you listen to this guy? This is the weirdest. This is the one little fact that makes me go like, man, fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, that I'm not sure.
I would tell her to hire a new therapist.
And he could have made this up and be innocent,
yeah,
too.
I mean, I don't know who to believe in that scenario. Yeah. I doubt that the therapist was like, you've got to divorce her because she's an alcoholic.
But is this therapist trying to get an autograph? Like, hey, man, if you want to talk, like, I could see that, too. He's a fucking celebrity. It's not a regular therapist relationship.
I don't know why this is popping into my head, but all I'm thinking about is that Shining parody on The Simpsons where Moe's like, Homer, you gotta kill your family. You gotta kill your family, Homer. It's like just this unsolicited advice that comes out of nowhere from this third party.
I mean, let's say he did divorce her and she survived and she became a better person. This is not a therapist story. There's no therapist that's like, hey, if you divorce this girl, she's going to stop drinking and she's going to get better.
Right.
That's not a story.
That's a weird strategy.
And so, yes, he could have made this up, but I just, what the fuck is that?
It's Hollywood. I could totally see a crooked therapist doing that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, you saying that makes me go like, well, not every therapist is good.
Yeah, for sure. Especially the ones that like are good at getting money out of rich people.
Yeah. Hey, I'll be your therapist. You know what? You should divorce your wife.
Exactly.
I just think with Shatner, it's like he's an asshole. Everybody knows he's an asshole. There's just no reason to kill your wife. Like, I mean, Jesus, how much money does that guy have? Even with like 5 ex-wives, well, 4 living. He's still probably got so much fun. How many?
Well, he's got a mansion in Studio City, which probably was a bigger deal when he bought it.
Yeah,
I can't. I'm trying to figure out where
Studio City's not great anymore.
No, I'm thinking like where in Studio City would you possibly be?
Studio City counts as those Hollywood Hills.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
On the bottom.
It's the back end of the hills.
Okay.
So that's all like right. It's still pretty.
So that's
good.
A Hollywood mansion, sure.
I mean, the guy was in. He was a series regular. Or starring in fucking how many, like T.J. Hooker was huge.
Yeah.
Star Trek was huge. That might have been before you like really made a lot of money on it, but I doubt it.
He was very popular for cameos too. Like,
oh yeah,
a William Shatner
every
cameo.
TV show. If you look at his IMDb credits, I'm sure there's hundreds of TV shows.
I just feel
I
like
bet he was in a Starsky and Hutch.
He has so much money. Like, what would the motive be? He's got so much money.
But I think though that like after 2 divorces. You're running thin on money. It's like, who the fuck are you? We just fucking met. Because, oh, wait, here's the other thing I wanted to get into. So he claims that this is the, you know, he was completely lost. This was like the worst part of his life. The drowning death of my wife, Noreen, haunts me. And then her brother claims that this is him trying to make money on his memoirs. 2 years after the tragic death of his third wife, Shatner remarried the horse trainer, Elizabeth Anderson. I'm not saying 2 years is short.
Right.
You know, but you know.
Well, I could totally see where that goes because like Shatner is really, he's a huge equestrian.
Yeah.
Like, he's really big into horses.
He even claimed that he was going to, if she was, this is a weird part of the story too, where she's like, hey, if you're sober, I'll take you horse riding in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? That's part of the story? What? Who?
I mean, in Generations, they wrote in just Picard and Kirk are riding horses specifically because Shatner's like, I want to ride horses in the movie. Like, you have Kirk and Picard finally meeting, and that's all because
and his
an
death.
Actor.
I don't know.
Anyway, we'll get into that. Yeah. But like, I'm just saying, like the equestrian thing. When you said that, I was like, oh yeah, of course, an equestrian, because that's probably what he did. He probably escaped from his wife's death by riding horses because that's what he does.
Yeah.
He was also on Gunsmoke. He was a regular on Gunsmoke for years, too. Is it Gunsmoke or is it Bonanza?
Probably Gunsmoke. I think Gunsmoke. Wait.
Gunsmoke was the longest running show, right?
I don't know. I've watched both these shows. I don't know.
But before Star Trek, he was a big act. He was a guest star on one of those shows. A long-running character on one of those shows.
Fuck him. I like if some actor was like, and he was probably a producer on the movie, right? And if he's like, well, we got to be on horses, I'd just be like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Like, what? Do you know how much
we're in space, motherfucker?
That is like,
why now I got to write you on Earth?
Now we got to get an animal trainer and you guys are going to be on horses? Are you kidding?
Well, that whole first scene when Picard meets Kirk is like, he's chopping wood.
He's chopping wood.
Kirk's barely acknowledging
Picard's
him.
What's Picard's name?
Jean-Luc?
Jean-Luc Picard. No, the actor.
Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart. Yeah. Like, does this guy even know how to ride a horse? Like, what if this guy gets bucked off the horse? Then our movie is fucked. Like, he's a bigger part of the movie than you are.
That is a liability. Yeah.
So, like, what the fuck, dude? Like, fuck you and your and the literal horse that you rode in on. Yeah. Like, Jesus. That's what a great dick. Like, here's. Let me lay it on the table. I don't think he killed his wife, but I think he's a total piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, I've never liked him. I've never been a Star Trek fan. I've never enjoyed any of his performances. Like, did you guys ever watch that?
Even the jet. Like, I watched a lot of, you know, when Priceline came out, there were so many specials of him, like, doing, like,
you know what he got? He got, like, weird Betty White heat, where it was like, oh, he's old and he's still around, so, like, he must be fun now.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was in college, I gave a girl a mixtape of William Shatner CDs. It was actually the best. It's actually the best mixtape I've ever given anyone.
Wait a minute. Did she like it?
She loved it. Okay. I played her Mr. Tambourine Man. He did a rendition of Mr. Tambourine Man. That is like,
I fucking hate that spoken word shit so much. I was like, oh, of course he's doing it.
Yeah, that video where he's like, he's on stage and he's like smoking, and it's some kind of Ed Sullivan show or something like that. And it's just like, what the fuck is this?
He was doing Bust a Move specifically. I remember that song.
Bust a Move.
Yeah.
Don't just stand there. Bust a Move.
What?
Bust a Move.
What?
You don't remember that song?
No, I remember that song. Okay. Everything I know about him predates that. I wouldn't think that he would. He covered that song.
That was one of his Priceline commercials, yeah.
Oh, well, I don't remember that. Jesus.
There's a lot of William Shatner material out there, though, song-wise. That's pretty amazing.
I mean, I do like the Ben Folds album, but I like Ben Folds.
Yeah, right.
And like the single is Beautiful People, and that's like the
I wish I listened to that song. Should we play that song right now? We're talking about it.
If we talk over it, we can talk about it.
As long as you're not editing
the original or his. Talk about something while I pull it up.
I mean, through it all, it was weird because I was like, when he was there that day, I was like, oh, I want to meet him.
Yeah.
And then the whole time I was just kind of like, why do I want to meet him?
Just so he could say he met William Shatner.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I seriously considered going to Alien Con.
Me too. It was so expensive. It's so fucking expensive. It's very,
and you have to pay to meet Shatner on top of that too. Yeah.
I mean, like, it was so, listen, I wanted to ask you if you wanted to pay to meet Sergeant Slaughter. Yeah. It's only $75.
All right. Yeah.
But like I'll pay $75 to meet Sergeant Slaughter, but I'm not going to pay though? like fucking Shatner was so expensive.
Okay, but why? Shatner, understand, he's been on a million TV shows. He's an icon. He's like a legendary film TV guy. Sergeant Slaughter was around. He's a fake G.I. Joe character that they spun off into wrestling, and he was around for like 2 years.
Well, he was a wrestler first.
He was a wrestler first, for
so
sure.
What? But who gives a shit? He wouldn't have Minnesota been anything too. If he wasn't Sergeant Slaughter.
But I'm like, to me, the fact that he created that character is respect enough. Where I'm like, dude, that was fucking great, dude.
Yeah.
For the time.
That voice, that gravelly voice.
Yeah. Is like, very like, iconic. Like character
yeah, Jesse
creation.
Jesse Ventura has that same voice.
Oh, Jesse Ventura, I'd pay $300 to meet him. But I fucking love him.
So who would you not pay to meet?
I was
William Shatner, apparently.
I saw him at the when he was governor. I ran into him once.
Oh my God! What?
But it was kind of like your William Shatner interaction, where I just like nodded at him.
Yeah.
He was giving a speech. He was actually his last day as governor.
Oh snap!
Because he wasn't running for re-election. He's giving
he's
a speech.
He's to me, he's the ideal American in that.
I voted for him for governor.
Green Beret, fucking Green Beret.
He was the Navy SEAL.
You're right. Yeah. Navy SEAL. But like,
okay, first elite, of all, who fucking cares?
Well, I'm saying though, like, elite.
So
ops.
he went into the military. So what?
I don't respect
Navy SEALs are the toughest.
No, who cares?
Oh, dude.
Only because Charlie Sheen did a movie.
No. Forget that.
No one even would care about the Navy SEALs if Charlie Sheen didn't make
I've met a few Navy SEALs in my life, and they
were the dumbest people in the world.
Oh, my gosh. You could make a TV show from any of them.
Here's my stance. People that go into the military, fuck you.
Listen, I agree, and I'm coming from a military family.
I have tons of military friends. Right?
I'm the first, but my grandpa was in World War II. My great grandpa was also in World War II. But
were they both Navy?
No, Army.
That's like okay. My dad was in the Navy, but that's when it was admirable. Anytime after like 1950, anytime after World War II, it's dumb. You're just. And
that's not their fault, though.
But the draft for Vietnam, that's the thing. If you weren't in school, you were drafted. And that's,
yeah, and all of those people are like, fuck this. None of those people respect
it. But also,
it.
You know, we have all the stickers, support our troops, but you know who doesn't support our troops is our own public anything.
I don't want to get political, but yeah, they come home, they're homeless. Like, what? Good percentage of the homeless population are veterans. So, like, go ahead and suck their dicks.
Put your sticker
flag
on your car, but you're not supporting the troops after they've fucking killed people for you.
Well, it's the huge hypocrisy, and that's what I'm talking about. That's why I don't want to suck a Navy SEAL's dick, because it's like, great, he was a fucking Navy SEAL, good job. What, well, he was better at killing people than other people?
And I agree with that perspective, but I'm like, no, they were trained to the extremes in so many ways. They didn't even have to...
I'll train to the extremes.
I will.
Yeah, you will die before...
No way, dude. Are you kidding me? I have a very high pain threshold. I could fucking do any of that.
No, Navy SEALs have to do shit like hold your breath for 5 minutes underwater.
Okay, well, not the Navy one. I'll be a Green Beret or something. I don't want to do the water one.
Also hard.
I'll do the other one.
At any rate, he is like a respected military elite. He comes back, you know, he gets into wrestling, which is like, he gets into entertainment when he comes back, but he's so educated that then, you know, him being the governor, I know that he's in conspiracy theories, and of course I'm on his side, but like, we need our politicians to be whistleblowers. That's what we need.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And
yeah.
He was that.
That'd be Oh, he was. That's why he didn't run for re-election, because it was so stressful to fucking put up with all that shit.
I would rather we had our politicians listen to whistleblowers.
I mean,
they don't have to be whistleblowers. By the way, this is common people. I fucked up. It's not beautiful people. It's common people.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
This is the Shannon. And it was by Pulp originally.
When you're playing, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember this.
But Ventura was a third party, so obviously the Republicans and the Democrats both ganged up on him, and like the local press was not.
What was his party?
I think he was the Reform Party.
Here, put the mic up to that thing for a sec.
I
said, pretend you've got
no money. She just laughed and said, oh, I will say that Ventura is evidence that you could. It's plausible. At least at the governor level, to do a third party.
Yeah.
And I wish that there were more third parties out there.
Hey, listen, I'm so pro fucking third party that, like, I will only vote third party.
Sure. I mean, I've been there too.
I mostly do too. I'm a registered Democrat, so I can vote in the primaries, but like, I want to register Republican out now to vote in those primaries.
Oh, right.
That's the trick. Fuck voting in the Democratic primaries, because even the elected winner isn't the winner going.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm a registered independent still, but I do like a Democrat crossover for the primaries. You can do a crossover ballot for the primaries. But I always try to intervene where I feel most needed.
I'm gonna register as a Republican, man.
But yeah, Ventura, like, I think third parties, I mean, well, we also need like instant runoff voting or something too, where you have like a priority vote. That's the only way it'll be feasible at a federal level.
Yeah, but the thing is, we're never going to get any of that, because the people who would decide that are the people who would
write the law. It's asking them to do term limits. You know, senators will say, oh, yeah, I think term limits are a great thing, and then nothing will happen because that threatens their job.
Oh, you voted for me? Never mind.
Yeah.
What else? Anything else on Star Trek and Shatner and stuff? Oh, Mosley, you're also welcome to leave at any time.
Oh, great.
If you get tired of this, you can just bail.
Cool. Good to know. I'm not tired of this yet, though. I mean, if we talk about Star Trek, we'll be going for another hour, so.
Well, if we talk about Star Trek, I'm going to be totally out of the loop and just asking questions.
This would actually be like real-life sci-fi, but you're the guest, then.
What's your favorite hair version of Shatner?
Okay, I do have one.
He had the Just for Men curly hair for a while, the perm.
Obviously,
he had straight.
I thought he always had the same hair.
No, it changes when you get to the motion picture. Oh, it changes. I like the motion picture Shatner specifically.
Okay.
Because he's close enough to the 60s Shatner, but he's still kind of like, can you imagine? They did this in the animated series, but I don't think they ever did like an aged Kirk in the 1960s show. Like, can you, what, like, they just put like old man makeup on him. They would never think to do like the puffy faced, curly haired Kirk that we eventually got. But I think motion picture Shatner is right on the border.
What do you guys think about when an actor is like, listen, hair is a weird thing, hair is fucking weird. If you're losing your hair and then you go bald, like John Travolta, what do you think of John Travolta's shaved head look? Let me think of that, Wade.
Wait, did he commit to shaved head?
Yeah.
He shaved head now?
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen that.
I think one of
the biggest mistakes, speaking as a bald man, I think one of the biggest mistakes you can make as a guy with thinning hair is to try to prolong it in any way. I think Bruce Willis didn't fuck around, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Luckily, I don't think anyone really good. You know, some people's aren't.
Well, name a famous bald man who has a bad head shape.
Like, I should shave my head, right? I think I'm at that point.
Take your hat off. I mean, yeah, you should cut it. You don't have to shave it completely. You could do like I do.
You shouldn't have. Yeah, yeah. Like Wade's got it down in that, like, when you have long, straggly hair, sitting on top of bald spots, it's like that's just the most noticeable
thing. That looks sickly. Like you're dying.
But
I think so.
I always thought I was going to go
so
bald.
So the thing with Travolta is, I don't know how he looks as a bald man or a shaved head guy. But he waited way too long.
Yeah.
Now he's like 60 or
it's
whatever.
It's like Jason Statham.
And he's played parts where he has fake hair.
See, he could have
fake hair parts.
But he could have been Ron Perlman like fucking 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And instead he decided he had to be like, he should have known after Pulp Fiction, like, oh, I'm not a leading man anymore. I'm going to shave my head and just go after, like, cool fucking parts.
Well, after Pulp Fiction, he's like, oh, I got my second wind. I'm going to do Angel now or whatever that show
was. Yeah, and he fucked it up.
Movie was.
He what totally was that fucked one? It up.
Was it like Michael or something?
Michael.
Was it Michael? Yeah.
Yes.
He did Michael. He did Phenomenon.
Yeah.
Did you guys like Phenomenon?
I don't remember.
I fucking love that movie.
All I remember is he made
bullshit.
Rocking chairs.
Yeah.
That's all I remember.
He bought the wicker chairs that this girl made.
Uh-huh.
Because he didn't make them. He bought them from her.
And then he could also do some kind of shit with his head.
It was a weird thing where it looked like he got hit by some energy of light from the universe. Like, let's just say that there was just some weird beam of energy that hit him after drinking one night. And then he became the fucking smartest man in the world.
Right.
And so much so that the government's like, hey, who's this? And they start testing him, whatever. And it turns out that he had some kind of tumor or something. And so whatever that what he thought was the universe hitting him was like a tumor affecting his perception weird.
Yeah.
Which is a crazy movie because it like pushed him in a way to like get smart, but then was ultimately going to kill him.
Do you like Powder or Phenomenon?
Well, I love Powder because I think it's funny, but it's written by a pedophile. And so I don't think we can watch that anymore.
Wait, speaking of pedophiles. We were just talking about Deadwood on the bonus episode.
Oh, right.
Fucking the guy from Ferris Bueller. What's his fucking name?
Jeffrey Jones.
Yeah. Convicted of like pedophilia in whatever.
That's the
sense.
The principal, right? Mm-hmm.
The principal from Ferris Bueller.
He's also the main bad guy in Howard the Duck, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And he's a bad guy in like Mom and Dad Save the World or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. With John Lovitz and.
So he gets convicted of this. And then he's in Deadwood. They just like
he was in the
hired
new movie,
him. He's in Deadwood.
Well, to be fair, they did give him a very minor part.
Dude, not he really.
He shouldn't be in it at all.
Like, he's in it a lot.
What was his conviction? What did he do?
He's like a series regular. He's like...
No.
He's
no.
the guy who runs the newspaper. That,
the conviction happened after Deadwood was
Are you
canceled.
Sure? Because I was looking at his Wikipedia because sure? I was watching Deadwood, and I was like, this guy's a... I want to know when this child pornography thing
What's
happened.
His name? What's his name in the show? Rooney, right? Like, that's the name that I attach to.
And Ferris Bueller, yeah. Principal Rooney.
Because in Howard the Duck is... As bad as a movie it is, it's fucking great.
I remember liking it because I was a kid and I liked DuckTales.
And he was a great character actor, bad guy in it. But what did he have child porn or did he do pedophilia?
Oh, shit.
So he had child porn and he tried to get a 14-year-old to like take pictures. I don't know if he was successful.
Not to try to say...
Like, the first time he's busted for child pornography was 2002, so, yeah.
And then Deadwood was, like, 2004.
It was, like, 2004 to 2006 or something, yeah.
So, like, they kept... I don't understand why they hired him, because, like...
Yeah.
I've never really... He's good as a bad guy, but he's just, like... He's just, like, the guy who... He's the Weasley guy who runs the newspaper in Deadwood, and I'm like, get anyone.
If you ever have an attraction to children, you just have to stop. You're always going to get caught. Not that that should be the reason why you should stop, but right. Fucking, like, your life is over if you're attracted to children. Your life is over. Knock it off.
Just jerk off, man. I mean, I don't know what to tell pedophiles, but, like... Don't try to convince a 14-year-old to take pictures. But yeah. So what's crazy to me is that was like not that long ago.
Yeah.
Less than 20 years ago at this point.
Yeah.
In this era, that guy would not fucking ever work again.
No.
There are people doing way less that are getting canceled constantly. Yeah. He fucking was convicted of whatever, having child porn. And they're still hiring him on a fucking HBO show.
Hold on. It said he was arrested in 2002 on child pornography, which is awful, obviously. Like,
for having pictures of kids.
Yeah, he pleaded no contest. So, different times, 2002. And then he was arrested twice for failing to update his sex offender status. First in Florida in 2004. And then
what if you're a celebrity and you have to go door to door and be like, I'm a sex offender?
Yeah.
I mean,
here's the weird thing about
LA. I don't know what could possibly make me go to door to door.
I'm from Colorado, and not that this means that much, but I like to pee outside. You cannot do that in California.
That could get you a sex
offender. If you pee within a mile of a school outside, sex offender.
Yeah,
well,
for
sex offender for peeing anywhere.
So, yeah. But I've heard that also, and I think that's like that's people sort of being hyperbolic about it. Like, I think like there's not a judge that's gonna like make you stick to that. Like, if you really get busted for that, if some asshole cop is really gonna pinch you for that, and you go to a judge, it's gonna take like a lot for you to actually get convicted of that.
I like hearing that. There was a baby who it was like 3 or 4 years old who was peeing on the side of the road because they were like, I don't know, they couldn't wait. The mom took him outside and let him pee outside. The cop busted the mother for indecent exposure of her child.
Weird.
Whatever. And there's articles for everything, but it's just crazy.
Sometimes you gotta pee, you know?
Dude, peeing on the side of the fucking highway is life.
When I got my DUI, the reason why I was pulled over is because I was speeding and I really had to pee. And I did ask the police officer, can I pee? Because I really have to go. And he said yes, and he let me pee in public.
Whoa.
Really?
But you gotta have the police pass.
But then he gave you a DUI.
Well, I still got the DUI. Yeah.
So he was like, "No, I don't want this guy to have in my car."
That's probably what
man,
he's thinking. Yeah.
I found this mail at my neighbor's house. Can I open this real quick?
Yeah.
You already got me.
It was also a state trooper, and I was in the suburbs of Minneapolis. And he had to drive me into downtown Minneapolis because it was a state trooper.
Fucking peeing outside is
fucking normal.
I think for the most part, you're never gonna. No cop is ever going to think that's gonna stick.
Like I picture pulling over on the freeway on a country, like on a freeway in between states, and just peeing. That's totally normal.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone's gonna get you for that. Like that's the thing. Like, yeah, you hear these stories about these crazy, like, oh, now I'm a fucking. Now I have to register as a. That maybe happened to one fucking person, and he was probably an asshole at every convenience that he could be.
Yeah,
like cops, as fucking dumb and shitty as they are, and I hate cops, but they can be level-headed, and if you're nice to them, they're going to be cool with you.
Well, they're just trying to do their job and go home.
Here's the trick with any cop. If you have a situation with the cop, I don't care if you know your rights or not. I don't care if you think that they're violating your rights or not. You got to respect them. When you disrespect a cop, then the power trip happens.
Right.
I'm telling you that, like, respect, you'll be fine.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I think most people just have a... I think most people are just assholes. And so, like, I just read an article today about this family who is suing this police department because this guy died in the jail cell because he had what's it called when appendicitis?
Oh shit.
So his appendix exploded. I can guarantee you if I'm in a jail cell and my appendix starts hurting like that, I won't die there because I have not been an asshole to these cops up until that point.
Yeah,
this is
they're weird.
Going
this is
to
weird.
Be cool with
it's
me.
The boy who cried wolf sort of thing.
That or just like, hey, fuck you, motherfucker. Like, fuck you.
I'm
like,
dying. I think I'm actually dying. Yeah. I think I'm actually dying.
Right. So I just think like...
No, you're not. Shut the fuck up.
Obviously, those prison guards or whatever, like, should have... They have a responsibility for sure. But like, I can't imagine that guy was not pleasant. You know?
Yeah, I know. And then sad, but yeah, you're right.
Well, when a police officer writes you a ticket, too, there's always a court date. There's always, like, you will have a chance.
You don't need to fight them right there.
Right.
You can try. And you know, listen, I have cried once and gotten out of a ticket.
Sure.
Is that funny? I fake cried to speeding.
Well, tell that story.
It was just, you know, I was going 20 over, which is pretty bad.
Yeah.
And
the interstate or the
on the interstate.
Okay.
I also have a ticket with Blue where we're both driving back. We're both going 20 over. We both get pulled over. We both get a ticket. I took a picture of my rearview mirror of the cop and him in the back in like getting pulled over.
Can I ask why did both of you stop?
Well, it was mostly me because the cop was going at. After, I was in the back. I was following Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Cop tries to pull me over. He says, pull over. And then he goes after Blue, and Blue pulls over, and I could have kept going, but I was like, I should stop.
So you pulled over, and then he went after Blue and pulled him over.
And then I kept up with him to pull over at the same time with him.
Oh, wow.
I would have just kept going.
I know. I just...
Because you like, could always say, like, oh, I thought you were pulling that guy.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just got over.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I'm driving back from some... We used to go camping all the time, go to different lakes, and I'd always go by myself, whatever, and meet them out there because I was working. I'm driving, I'm going 20 over, I get pulled over, and then like I'm like, my dad, you know, I'm very respectful, meaning I got my fucking registration and ID out first, mm-hmm. put out my cigarette, shut my music off.
Why would here's my question. Sorry, and I'll let you finish your story. Why would anyone not pull out their registration and license immediately?
You're going to wait to get asked.
Why do people do that?
Yeah, because it takes like 10 minutes. You're just sitting there.
Yeah.
License, registration. Oh, okay, hold on.
Like, that's the best time to do it. Yeah. If you're afraid of getting shot by a cop, just do it before they come up to your door. They take, like, 10 minutes to fucking run all your shit.
Right.
So get all your shit ready, and then you don't have to reach for anything.
Yeah.
It was weird because I definitely felt like I violated myself.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like, what am I doing? And I was like, I started, like, crying, and I was like, I don't think I can... You know, my dad's going to take my car away. I don't think I can afford this. I was just driving. And I just started, like, rambling, and I was I was crying, and it felt like very bullshit to myself. And he's like, all right, let me see. And he went back to his car for a while. And, like, you know, in that moment, I was like, damn, dude, like, what did I just do? I felt like I was cheating.
That's a young person
thing. Then he came back and, like, said, you're all right. Just don't fucking speed.
Yeah.
But I've also been pulled over in so many weird ways where, like, driving through Utah, I used to drive to Colorado a lot, rental cars, whatever, where a cop, like, turned the sirens on. He's following me. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm getting pulled over. And then all of a sudden he's passing me. I'm like, oh, he's going past me. And he drives up next to me and looks in the car, and then he pulls me over. And I was like, man, fuck you.
Yeah.
And the whole time he's like, you running drugs from California? Because they had California plates. And I was so offended. I was like, no, dude. You can check, you can search my car. I was so mad. Really? I can? Yeah. Let's look in the trunk. Look back there. I was going back for my 20-year high school reunion. So I had nothing except for a suit and a bag. And I'm like going through the car and I'm like, there's nothing here. I'm not running drugs.
Yeah. This is where you pull the sovereign citizen thing and go, you can't look in my car. I am a sovereign citizen. I don't answer to your authority.
And it's I don't know what I would do, though. If a cop pulled me over and said, I'm going to search your car, I really do feel like I'd be like, no, man, like, get a warrant.
I was so offended, though, that I was like, you're not going to find anything, dick nuts.
See, I wouldn't get mad. I'd just be like, look, I'm not going to let you search my car, but just because it's a waste of both of our times, I have nothing.
There was nobody on the road.
And yeah.
It was weird for him, like, pulling up to me and looking at me because we were looking at each other for a while. It wasn't like, it was like, oh, you're brown, we'll pull you over. It was like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, you're not passing me. Oh, you're looking at me. Oh, this is weird. What are we doing?
So wait, are you moving at this point?
Yeah, I'm driving, like, whatever the speed limit is.
So it's like a 2-lane highway.
Yeah.
He comes up.
I thought he's pulling me over. Then I think he's passing me, and then he's checking me out.
And then he backs down and pulls you over. Yeah. Oh man, that's
I would
like,
just I go up to the
brown,
line,
right?
Yeah. And the only time I felt weird was when I was in Texas and I got pulled over.
Uh huh. Texas is a whole different.
And the fucking cops asking me who the president is and who won the World Series last year.
Oh my god!
Yeah. I was so fucking mad.
Yeah.
Dude,
if somebody asked me who won the World Series, I would have no idea.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't, and I was so mad.
God, I don't know.
Well, but here's a little bit of, like, to calm you. My dad, who at this time was probably mid-70s, driving some back roads way from Nebraska back to Colorado, some dickhead cop pulls him over. My dad is a fucking old white man, right? Like, who better to not suspect of drug running?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And the cop is like, I'm going to search your car. And my dad is like, all right. And he's like, the cop, like, cuts blankets open.
Oh,
he's like,
what
looking
the
through.
Fuck.
Yeah,
that's,
he's like,
see, that's why I wouldn't consent to it. Yeah, because
that's
he's
what
doing
I'm
property
saying.
Damage.
That's why I wouldn't either. Because it's like, well, what the fuck?
It has nothing to do with hiding anything. It has everything to do with the hassle. And
yeah.
The
I don't want you to fuck up my shit.
Yeah.
My old fucking dad.
I feel like that's what the cop's thinking. He's like, well, he gave me carte blanche to do what I want, so.
Okay. But what a fucking piece of shit. Like, what are you going to find?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this old man's car.
With nothing.
And then he gave him, like, a speeding ticket or something. So my dad had to go back to Nebraska and, like, go to court. It's like, Jesus Christ.
What?
Fucking asshole.
On top of that?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Even though he found nothing, he gave him a fucking speeding ticket.
Yeah.
That's why people hate fucking cops, man.
Yeah.
If you're a cop, just be cool. I know you have quotas, but, like, chill out.
It's boredom.
I honestly think it's power trip. And this is why I don't suck everybody's dick that's been in the military. Because it's like, good job. You didn't go to college. Congratulations.
Oh, definitely. Because I was thinking of our old boss at when we were working at Hustler the whole time.
Yeah, the reserve Marine.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice guy.
He was a nice guy. But
dumb
he was,
fuck.
But he was also like, he also had a bravado to him that was because he went through the Marines program.
Right.
And he was a reserve. And I'm like, not to belittle the reserves, but I'm like, dude, fucking hold on, dude. Don't squeeze your dick so hard. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to like backtrack and say like, thank you for your service, everyone listening who's a military person, but I just don't give a shit. Like, I think it's dumb. I think you're fighting the wrong wars, and I don't think I need to.
Yeah,
like,
and also, listen, I support troops because I'm sorry you had to go through that shit, and I know that there's this weird team building thing where they tear you down and whatnot, but your leaders are bullshit. And leading people into war in the 2000s, we're gonna go help the Venezuela invasion. At any rate, like this can all be just fucking the same way Iraq war, where we can just bomb everything remotely and not send troops in. Like, what the fuck are we doing with troops?
Right. Well, especially the Iraq war, like that was completely
unnecessary. There's a weird occupation going on around the world. And, yeah. And this occupation is all, well, whatever. I don't want to get into that shit.
Yeah, but I mean, like, we're the bad guys. And like, do you want to be a tool of the bad guys? Like, I'm sorry if I insulted like any military listeners, but like, honestly, fucking, I don't know.
In global politics, everyone's the bad guy, depending on your perspective. I'm able to discern between the military and the government. Like, I agree that they're mostly fighting bullshit wars at this point. There's no, like, we're losing strategic ground just by staying in the Middle East at this point. But I mean, I don't know. I can decide. Like, I think military service is noble.
Well, this is the weird military service thing, is that when you take the Star Trek series, basically these Star Trek crafts are a continuation of the Navy.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, Gene Roddenberry, I believe he served in the Navy. And
so that noise, you know, that's from a Navy, from a Navy ship.
If you watch the early Star Trek episodes, Spock is almost a completely different character, like shouting, yip, yip, Captain Kirk, Captain on the bridge. He's like Spock is saying this. And like, you wouldn't
They're straight up a submarine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so it's interesting to picture the military in space, and that's the best thing about Star Trek, is if you haven't seen the original series, watch it now, because when you picture the space force, there has been a space force for a long time, and this has been run by the Air Force, but now there's because of Trump, we have a new military force that is being built from the ground up.
Is that actually happening?
Supposedly.
I know he's talked about it, but is it actually happening?
But I think that it is, because
he's definitely used the word space force and like tried to get some talk.
And who was the guy? Who was the guy that quoted that? Like, there could be space pirates. Who was the guy that said that?
I don't know, but that's ridiculous.
There's somebody who said that was like, why he was to tell Republicans why we need money for the space force. Like, there could be space pirates. And like, what the fuck?
There is some weird shit going on in space, and in the next 50 years, it is going to be a bigger deal. Like, China has basically built the Death. It's in the process of building what is essentially the Death Star. It's like a sun. It's like a satellite that orbits Earth, and like it gives off the energy of the sun. It's basically, I think it's meant for energy, but it could be used as a weapon, especially if someone hacked it. That's actually the basis of a sci-fi movie I want to write. there is stuff like that going on. Eventually Space Force is like, there's going to be a definite need. Cause like, you think about the military, you got sea, land, air. There's going to be that space level.
Well, picture, I mean,
but like, we're 50 years from now.
We're all going to be dead by then.
We're going to be dead. It doesn't affect us in any way.
Well, listen, I'm not going to be dead in 50 years unless the planet turns on me. But like,
we're probably all going to be dead in 50
years. We're worried about a space force when the planet, I mean, like.
There's this weird dramatization of that we're going to be able to easily leave Earth and go into space. I'm like, hey, man, we can't even build rockets right now properly. Like, there's, half the rockets.
It's tough because there's some, like, Virgin Space is going into, they're looking into space tourism right now.
Yeah. But when they say space tourism, they literally mean flying up close to the atmosphere.
Right. Well, I think they get to the stratosphere.
Yeah, but I'm saying like,
up where the air,
that's not
clear.
Fucking space to me, where you're still in orbit.
Sure. Space,
marketing. I mean, what do you want?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying that our technology to go into space is so bad that they're lying to you about the space that you're going to be paying for.
These are private companies. They can do whatever the fuck they want. Who gives a shit? I just think like, I don't know. Is China really building a fucking
Oh, yeah.
What is it going to look? Is it...
China's fucking crazy. So here's the thing.
I think it's called like the artificial sun or something.
They've been to they sent some probes to the moon, right?
Yeah.
One of the first images they sent back from one of their recent missions was a photo from a NASA mission. So it was like a false image in the first place. So I'm like, are you really there, or are you just fucking with us? Like.
Keep in mind, there's so many angles at play there.
I think they released a photo that was
saying,
"Yeah, you're right.
China
you're right.
did it." I mean, like, who knows where that photo is coming?
Keep
from.
In mind, in geopolitics, a lot of it is posturing of saying, "We can do this. We can do this," and they really do. Like North Korea is famous for that.
Sure.
Yeah. So China is talking about this artificial sun, but who knows how real it actually is until they implement it.
Wait, is it actually going to shine? Or like, what is it? Is it a mirror? Or
it's an energy source. I think it's going to produce nuclear fission for sure in space, and then just beam it down
wireless
to China.
They're going to wireless energy beam it?
Something like that. I think that's kind of the plan.
Honestly, whatever they say the Space Force is, it's because the weaponization of space is the next step.
It's just going to be another sun in the sky.
I just don't even care. I do not care.
If you look at like HARP.
Go ahead and fight in space. I'll never be there.
But if you believe in the HARP, whatever HARP is sending microwaves into the ionosphere, you could attack a country without them knowing they're being attacked. That's the whole thing.
I don't care about that either. I want every country to attack every country. Let's get it over with. Can we just exactly. be done with this? I'm so fucking tired.
Listen, the only reason why I want one world government is because there's just less voices to hear from.
I'm fucking Team Thanos. I would love to kill half of the population at random. I would love that because then global warming goes away, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Like, then maybe your kid could live to be like as old as we are now.
Yeah, I feel so weird about his future. and like, I'm going to try not to pollute it with my shit.
That's one of the reasons why I'm glad I don't have kids.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't care. I'm thinking about my retirement funds and going like, wait, these don't like cash out until 2045. Uh-huh. If the end of the world is 2050, like what the fuck good are they? Like, should I cash them out
as
soon as possible?
The same shitty Hollywood life for the next 25 years.
I mean, we're getting the worst. I'm telling you, we're getting the worst part. If the end of the world is 2050, we are the worst generation.
We
didn't get any of that fucking green grass baby boomer bullshit where everything is great. You can buy a house for 20 grand.
What about five years from now?
We don't get the what our kids are getting, which is like, fucking let's get swords and kill each other. Whoa, it's going to be awesome. Like, we don't get that adventure.
We don't get the payoff.
We just get like, oh, we worked hard our entire lives. We struggled. We fucking walked uphill against these fucking forces against us.
Yeah.
And the second we got there, the world ended.
Yeah.
Well, and now we have to face 30-year-olds
with
swords.
Will you guys join me if we like team up with like our favorite people and like basically buy an old folks home to be our house?
I mean, that's the best option I've heard so far.
Only if
like, it's pretty cool.
Listen, this is what I was pitching earlier. Start collecting stuff like deodorant, toilet paper, beer, anything that's going to say, and then we'll have all that in our old folks' home, right?
Oh, collect assets, not finances.
Yes.
Assets. Yeah.
And then we'll go there and we'll have like this weird fortress, and people will be like, I'm sick of like stabbing my peers. I need toilet paper. I'm going to go to the old folks' home and like get some. I don't know what our barter system would be, but like, I don't think they would. Well, maybe they would just kill us and take it all. But I feel like there's a way that we could be like, no, we own everything. We were smarter than you. You're stupid.
Yeah.
We have it all. You're just out there killing.
So eventually, like, yeah, we'll get a security system and we'll have some guns, but we're going to amass a collection of necessities for the future.
You know what's... There's nothing scarier than like old people with guns because they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Right. They have like, nothing to lose.
Well, we're going to die anyway.
Listen, we know of the Make My Day law. So if we own a whole fucking complex and you're stepping up, we can all shoot you.
Yeah.
I mean, and we're just probably going to die in the next couple of years anyway. So, like, why not kill some? Laws are gone. You know? we might be the scariest people out there.
If I were to kill somebody on my property, I would probably start by shooting them in a torturous way that's like, hey, I didn't have to kill you. So, here's you. You can get away if everything's cool. But if you're not, I'll just shoot you again. So, like, I'll.
Well, you're going to have to train. You're going to get very good at shooting.
But I've shot guns my whole life. Like, I've shot all the guns.
I haven't seen you shoot a gun in the last 10 years.
Well, I went for plumber's party. I bet
your
party.
Aim is pretty bad.
Plumber's, I don't think I've shot.
No, I mean, it's pretty good. I grew up with a 22.
So you could shoot me in the leg from 20 yards?
I think so. I think
nah.
so.
I don't think so. I think I could get close, but I don't think I could actually do it.
But I'm
running around, you know, man. I'm coming to attack you.
I've shot shotguns, handguns, pistols, rifles.
See, here's your problem. Your hubris. You're going to get killed because you think that you can do all this shit. I'm saying we can't do any of this shit. We're old people. We got to, like, get everything that we can, and then we'll put up a bunch of landmines and shit. Also, if they're coming at us, I'm going to shoot them in the leg.
I also think that being filmmakers and knowing basic, I can pilot a drone. So maybe we could have a drone that has like a gun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the new thing. That's the new thing. Like drones that have guns on them. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. What's to say they're not going to have those?
They probably will. I mean, it'll be the future. So, yeah.
My friend had one of his neighbors, an old lady living by herself in this giant house. And the cops keep getting called on her saying that there's weird screaming coming from inside her house. So on a few occasions, hey, Todd, what's up? Thanks for listening. I know you listen. On a few occasions, the cops have showed up trying to be like, ma'am, we have to come into your house because we've had reports of screaming going on in your house. And she's like, no, it's just me. It's just me. And so the cops always have to come in. And they find nothing. It's an old woman living by herself. And so it's a weird thing because, like...
How are they letting themselves in if she says no?
She says no, and then eventually she lets them in through the garage. Like, she has a dog that's going crazy. Eventually, she lets them in. But and she doesn't have to. That's the funny thing, is she doesn't have to. And it's like, who's making these fucking calls that are calling you out here? Because there's nothing three times. And so it's like... Him and I both kind of agree that it's like, well, what if it was somebody trying to scout your house to see if somebody lived there? Like, oh, I'm gonna call the cops to see if I can rob this place. Who lives there? And fucking, it doesn't seem like anybody lives there. Let's just see what happens.
Multiple times, though?
I know. That's the thing. Multiple times, A. And B, like, you have to, like, call from a secure line. So it's a weird thing. But it's a weird thing that's happened a few times where it's like, what neighbor is hearing screaming? A, and B, what neighbor is giving the wrong address every time? And why do the cops have to get let into your house every time? So there's a bunch of bullshit going on.
If the cops showed up here right now, I would just not answer the door.
Yeah, yeah. And I've been in that situation at plenty of parties where they're knocking and be like, you have to let us in. And they're kicking and they're kicking and they're kicking. And it's like, no, we don't.
It's the worst when you're a minor and you're drinking at a party. And you all hide, the cops are there, and they do that thing where it feels like they're going to break the fucking door down. Yeah. And you're all like, no, we're cool. Just don't let them in. And then the fucking owner, like, finally caves and lets them in, and then you all get busted.
Yeah.
God damn it. Like, fuck
that. Yeah, that's happened to me.
I'm going to get a beer. Or should we? I'm going to get a beer.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to pee.
Do you think that William Shatner... Yeah, let's take a quick break. Hey guys, this year in September 27th and 28th, we're going to be live in Menomonee, Wisconsin.
We're going to be at Paranomicon, much to the disdain of me. we don't know which day it's going to be, but get your tickets. They're on sale now. If you go to... Oh my God.
Well, the theater is the Mabel Tainter. So mabeltainter.org. This place is a haunted theater, and there's very limited seats. And during the show, the keynote speaker is Grant Wilson from he's one of the first ghost shows, Ghost Hunters. And he's going to do an investigation on Saturday. of the haunted theater. So yeah, that's pretty cool.
But fuck that. I mean, show up for us. You don't have to watch the other shows. Show up for us. We're going to be there. Paranomicon, September 27th, 28th. Menominee, Wisconsin.
Travis Walton's going to be there. We're going to have a merch booth. I don't know what we'll come up with something, but we will have a little booth.
I don't want to be there. So please come support me. I would love it if there was a friendly audience because I don't know what I'm doing. Tickets on sale. Go to the Mabel Tainter Theaters. It's Mabel Tainter.org, and you can find the link to tickets there.
Paranormicon. I don't know how to, I might be saying it wrong, but it is, you know, they've got a cryptozoologist, they've got ghost hunters, they've got UFO people, they've got us.
We're gonna
have a guest, one of those guests on our live show. Hopefully,
probably gonna be a fucking drip. I wish we could take a comedian out there. If you're a comedian in Wisconsin,
start lobbying to us. Hit us up because we'll get you up. We may need to get you up there.
All right.
But bye. Come see us in Wisconsin.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Life More Sci-Fi. We're sitting here talking to our friend Aaron Moles. God, what are we even talking about?
I know. Bonus material.
We're talking about the military-industrial complex. Whole other sci-fi conspiracy.
Did we talk about Rambo at all? Because he's a good example of, you know, the system being trained by the system, but being taken down by the system. Yeah.
So Rambo, they're making another Rambo. Here's how hard it is. Like, I'm excited that I live in an era of indoor plumbing and that's about it. Like, I feel like this is going to sound like, I don't know what it's going to say. It's going to not sound great. And I don't mean it at face value, but like, it is not a great time to be a white male.
Sure.
It's always a great time to be a white male.
Yeah, in general.
But this is, I would say, in the history of America, maybe the worst time to be a white male. Because, and I'm speaking about Hollywood in general, they're doing all these reboots.
Yeah.
It's impossible to get a new idea out there.
Why? We talked
about 90210.
Why? Yeah.
We're talking about
Rambo.
All
these reboots are white shows.
Yeah, and why? Why wouldn't they just why wouldn't you create a new show? It's really frustrating that everything is coming back.
And
Fuller House.
I mean,
did anyone really want more Full House?
No.
That's the bane of my
existence. It was a joke of itself.
I literally moved to Hollywood with the mission statement of I want to make the next Star Wars or culturally relevant thing. And the biggest disappointment to me has been just the regurgitation.
All the Star Wars.
Like, I wanted to make the next Star Wars, but not literally the next Star Wars.
Right.
I wanted.
Yeah, you didn't want to direct Star Wars Episode 12.
Yeah,
you wanted to make a new... And that's the thing, like, it's become this weird game where, like, everything's an intellectual property. So if you want to do the next Star Wars, first write a comic book. Get an artist to, like, fucking draw it.
Make a really great YouTube video that takes Star Wars imagery and goes viral.
Yeah.
And
you know, the weirdest part for us is that, like, for a long time, we couldn't make fan videos.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it was okay. And we all made a bunch of money. And I was like, wait a minute. We were told no.
I know this might make this a little bit longer, but can we go back to the generation? Like, because I feel like Generation X is the most fucked over generation.
Dude, listen, just because I'm a part of Generation X, I feel like I would be non-biased about this, but I completely agree. Because we're smaller.
We're the middle child.
We're sandwiched in between these two giant fucking generations that are just fucking taking everything.
Yeah.
And we're sitting here going like, I don't know, we're laid back.
We're cool.
Why can't we do stuff?
Yeah.
And like, what do we get? We get fucking...
Like, you guys are getting in trouble for raping everybody, and you guys are getting in trouble for...
We get the Goldbergs out of it. Like, that's Gen X's big fucking contribution to fucking, outside of like Nirvana and shit like that.
We had our time in the 90s a little bit, and then we
became adults. Yeah, but that was for rock stars. Like, we weren't old enough at that point. I was like barely in high school.
Yeah. No, so, it's all about the younger crowd.
Yeah.
And the older
And then
crowd.
YouTube comes along and we're too old for that.
Yeah, we
Justin
were,
Bieber. But that's the thing,
we were making videos before YouTube, and then we got fucked over because we were too old when YouTube came around.
Yeah. Like, I was recently told by a producer, hey, why didn't you do anything with Return to Supermans? And it's like, when you think about Return to Supermans in 2007 and the fact that we were using intellectual property like candy, my instincts as a creator and someone who wanted to make money off my work was like, I don't own Superman.
This is a parody.
I mean, now it's now that we've seen enough bullshit Star Wars videos, now I know that parody. Well, I mean, I always
also
parody,
we were on Attack of the Show,
right?
Which is fucking huge to
but
me.
Like, but like, if we made Return to Superman as like a thing, we would have to like make our own Superman suit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying that my instincts prevented me from doing anything with that because of money. You know?
The jokes of the show were mostly the ripoff type of jokes that you couldn't do.
Right. Yeah.
I think our whole thing is like, as a generation, how do you play the angles? Like, how do you become successful? And so we're growing up and there's these rules. And we're we'll follow these rules and we'll try to be successful that way. And then midstream, the rules completely change.
Yeah.
And the younger generation like takes advantage of that, and we're left in the middle of the river going like, wait, what the fuck?
You can't do that.
We thought we had to take a bridge. You can just rope swing over
YouTube. YouTube loses billions of dollars every year. Like, my instincts when YouTube started was like, okay, but you can't use music. You can't.
Yeah.
You know, you can't use all this imagery. And it's like, I guess you can because Google owns YouTube and like, fuck you.
I'm not going to name names, but like, you know, I'm friends with someone that we're all friends with that like has made some things that like have been a complete ripoff. And it's like, he just was past the point where it was like, well, it's okay to rip them off. Like, we couldn't have ripped them off that way and made money off of it. But
we were trained
because,
not to.
Because it's out there in the ethos and you're allowed to do that. And I'm like, what? I don't know, the fine line between being inspired by and ripping off, and I don't need to call out anybody. It doesn't fucking matter. But it's like, it's weird to sit back and watch and go like, I didn't do that because I didn't think you could.
Right.
And then you can.
Well, you legally couldn't. But what happened was lawyers stopped challenging that because they saw it as free publicity, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how the rule, like, you know, still exists, but it was forgiven, basically.
I think like, if you're listening to this, you're hearing a bunch of like "woe is me" stuff, and and you're right. Like, we are sort of like mourning our own existence, but I don't think it's our fault. Like, I think like we really got kind of fucked.
We wanted to make original new stuff that added to the culture, not regurgitated it.
Yeah, we could have been great.
Yeah.
And then everybody that regurgitated stuff, they got big. There's so many people that got big off of shit. I'm like, wait, this isn't, you can't do that. And then they did. And they're like, oh, shit, I should have done that.
I mean, look up our fucking YouTube channels. It's amazing content. The three of us here have amazing content.
Yeah.
And like, no one will ever know.
And it's also, and the thing is that like, there's nothing new on there, so we're not getting subscribed, whatever.
I don't know. I'm going to start
I'm out of that game. I don't even give a fuck.
No, I know. I'm just saying that like, you can't even find our old videos because
that's the thing. Like, I refuse to play that game, and that's why I'm not winning. Like, I don't want to play that game where I'm like, oh, I got to make new content every week and get more subscribers and then like build up my brand. Like, fuck that. I'm making a fucking show and it's 5 minutes and it's hilarious. Watch it or don't. I don't give a shit. I'm not going to like try to make you watch it.
Yeah. It's a weird thing that I always get into because I'm like, oh, I feel like I've helped people fix their scripts, but I'm like, I'm not considered a writer to most people. And like, well, whatever. I don't fucking know.
You know, dress for the job you want. That's the thing. Like, if you want to be a writer, tell people you're a writer.
Yeah.
Anyway, fucking woe is me. It sucks so much being a 40-year-old white man. I know how fucking privileged I am. That's not the point. The point is, Jesus Christ, couldn't it have been 20 years earlier? Yeah. I would have been a fucking genius.
I do wish I moved here. I mean, I guess you moved here earlier than I did, and it didn't affect your outcome. It
didn't matter because the internet hadn't gotten to the point where it would have mattered.
Yeah, right.
Fuck the internet. God damn it.
So if you were to abandon Hollywood and pursue a career, what would you choose now?
Oh, well, I dream about this constantly. Do you have an answer?
I've thought about it, but I don't know.
I have got a lame answer, which is I would just go get a job somewhere and then create, you know, if I got an 8-hour job every day, I'd just create like 20 YouTube channels.
Okay, but what job would you get to support
that? I'd have to be a manager at a fast food place or something because the special skills I have are all labor. Sure, I could go try to be a journalist. I could make a journalist.
You can't be a journalist. All the shit you talked about journalism today, you can't be a journalist.
Well, I know. You'd have to be like a YouTube conspiracy theorist journalist, which might work out for you.
It would if I, you know, yeah. I mean, the thing is you're not going to win against this fucking paid for networks.
Yeah.
No, come on. I mean, here's the thing. I have two answers.
All right.
My first answer is the real one, the one that I would really do. I would move back. I would go to Colorado, move in with my sister and her husband, Blue. I would watch their children.
Okay.
I would work for his t-shirt company, and I would drink myself to death.
But
that's a fucking dream. I would love to.
But
do
those
that.
Guys also play a lot of, you know, they do a lot of intramural sports. They do trivia nights and like, so you'd
I'll do that. Maybe not the sports part, but I'll go to the bars.
But you join an intramural softball team?
What? I don't know. Maybe.
Whatever.
Yeah, sure. All that. Whatever. The other answer that I wasn't even thinking of until Willie spoke up is go back home, do all that, but in the meantime, create a new fourth branch of the government called like freelance journalism where you could do like, you know how the AP works?
Yeah.
You just get like...
You get the feed.
If you're a network, you get like the feed from the AP.
Right.
I would do like an independent, like sort of Uber style journalism thing where it's just like people doing, vetted people doing like investigative stories coming to me. And then I would sort of like try to put them out there in some way. Like a new kind of to fight against this like corporate like journalism.
And I love that. The thing is anybody who's ever done that has always just been bought out. No matter what their intentions are, they get bought out or pushing.
I would gladly get bought out at this point in my life.
That's what I'm saying. Is it like they get bought out or pushed down?
Well, I guess it's a matter of like, listen, win-win. Either they buy me out and I make a bunch of money, or I have integrity and I continue with it. If it's worth buying out, then it's worth me continuing, right?
I'd feel like I'd end up being the ultimate hater and just review everything and then like try to point out why everything sucks, including like, you know, whatever. I'm so dumb.
Well,
whatever.
I would not hire you.
Unless you
started checking sources.
My children's book reviews are fucking amazing because they're like accidentally teaching children stupid things. So there's one YouTube channel that I would make. It's just like reviewing children's books that are like making them dumb.
See, you're still just trying to play the game though.
Yeah, but it's really,
at the end of the day, you're still just trying
really
to
more
like,
being
be
like,
relevant.
Yeah, like you know, this, I don't know. Wow, fuck. I have so many. Yeah, A is for Apple. A is for Apple. It's the dumbest fucking thing. How do we start with that, with teaching, where we're like, the only letter that matters is what the word starts with? You know what? There's two P's in Apple.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I know.
How do you teach someone the alphabet? A is for Apple.
I'm saying
that. As a 42-year-old, yeah, that's dumb.
These abstract.
You're not trying to spell the entire word.
But we're also belittling what all of that is.
No, come on. Listen, I'm the... Children like me because I don't treat them like children. I treat them like adults. But if I'm trying to teach them how to read, I say A is for Apple. I don't say A is for Apple, but also there's two P's in it.
But I'm saying, though, A is for Apple lasts for 20 years of education that is online. I'm saying when you watch, when you start to watch children's programming, it's like, we taught them something. This is educational. A is for Apple. That so because we said that, this is now educational program and we can dip in different directions. But like we had the educational part of the story.
I'm baffled at what you're saying here.
Just saying that, like, in order to be considered an educational program, A is for Apple is enough.
So what? You don't want educational program?
I'm saying that, like...
Is it because it's publicly funded?
I'm saying that, like, rules have... rules for it to be an educational program have truncated the educational part of it because... Well,
yeah, because no one's raising their children with fucking educational programming. You got to teach them that shit.
I agree with you, but I don't think a lot of people are.
No, that's just your cynicism. I swear to God, you're the most cynical guy. I get a bad rap for being a skeptic on the show, but you're more cynical than I am. Because you think everybody sucks and nobody can think for themselves.
But on the same side, I agree that I project too much of that cynicism, but I've seen most of the things I'm talking about. 100%. Like literally seen that bad shit.
Sorry, my cat is trying to get a fly here. No, but I mean, sure, maybe you have, but that's anecdotal, right? I mean, like, so you've seen one person say that, like, oh, PBS is good for my... I don't understand the point. No, you're saying A is for Apple is not good?
I'm saying that, like, I've seen, like, here, take this iPad or whatever just to shut the fuck up. Uh-huh. Here. You want to play a fucking game? Just shut up.
Yeah,
that's 21st century parenting.
I'm totally on board with that.
That's what I'm getting at. I'm not, like, to me that parallels the ales as Apple, where it's like we did the thing. We showed them something. We taught them something. Now just fucking be quiet.
The dumber, the better, Willie. If we're 70-year-olds in a fucking nursing home hoarding toilet paper and deodorant, I want the kids coming after us to be as dumb as possible. And so I would love for this generation raised on screens to have no more screens. Yeah. It'd be great. We'll fucking take them down, man. We'll be the fucking...
That's an advantage for us.
Yeah.
Like, we can't punch, but we can punch better than these assholes.
We can outsmart these dumb fucks who think that, like, if you drag A toward the apple, that means you get a piece of candy. Fuck them up, dude. So listen, as far as the future is, I don't care about people raising their kids. I don't care if the future is stupid. I'm here now and I'm fine.
I think it already is stupid.
Any angle that I can take advantage of, I'm going to. And if that means you raising your kids stupid, that's great.
To me, how you treat the future is how you treat the now. Meaning,
I don't think I would thrive well in an idiocracy type society.
What? I would love that.
No, because
to be the smartest guy.
Because it's all about politics. Because like that's what's wrong with today is like the stupid people are in charge and we're smarter than them and we're not going to be able to take advantage of them.
No, you just have to Game of Thrones it. You have to cuddle up to the guy and start whispering in his ear. And then you can make magic
happen. But then another
stupid
person is also going to be whispering in their ear, and they're going to say that person's smart, and they're a threat to me.
Then you just kill that guy in a way that these dumb people are never going to see coming.
This person swam.
I don't think you get away with that.
This person swam most of the days of their life, but like, boy, when they get drunk, they didn't know how to.
Hey, listen, if she was powerful in any way, I would maybe get behind that. She's a fucking model trying to be an actress. So there's no reason to kill that person. If there's any angle where that would benefit William Shatner outside of monetary, then maybe I could get behind it. But he wouldn't just kill some fucking...
I feel like the
model.
Shatner type would just divorce the person.
But
I think he's more of a Ric Flair type where he would just...
He tried to.
And he was going to try again, I'm sure. Because he tried again, because he got divorced again later on.
I'm like, how do you try to divorce someone twice? Whatever.
You think you patch things up and say, oh, everything's going to be great, baby. And then a year later, things go to shit again.
Maybe she was the one, man. I mean, maybe he finally was like, fuck, God damn it. I fucking love this girl so much. She's drinking. God, why?
She loves to swim. I have a pool. It's
perfect. Why do I love her so much? God damn it. I wish she was, I wish she was like my ex-wife who fucking sucks and I could just divorce her. I really like her. Have you had that girl that you're just like, fuck, I wish I could be with this person.
Her dead
sucks.
Body in the moonlight. Ah, that was rough. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't have an escape plan for my entertainment career.
I'm going to make it up. I'm going to make it up as I go. We'll see what happens. All right. Wait, did we ask you? Oh, you don't have an escape plan.
That's what I was trying to get at. Yeah. It's like, I don't have an escape plan. I could always go back and live with my brother in Minnesota.
How's your brother?
He's 6 years younger than me, so he's 34.
What does he do?
He's in charge of a hotel, or like he runs maintenance at a hotel. So he's like the guy that the landlord.
Do you joke around with him?
What's that?
Do you joke around with him?
Do I what?
Do you joke around with him?
Do I joke around with him? I guess a little bit.
Is he a sci-fi nerd?
We play video games together online sometimes.
On the PC? Yeah. He's a sci-fi nerd.
I wouldn't say he's a sci-fi nerd. I mean, he likes a good sci-fi movie.
I don't know anybody with PC games except you and Weisel.
I guess so, huh?
I don't know anybody else.
Wetzel. Wetzel plays.
That's because you're old.
Yeah.
I think, like, you know, this is a whole thing. Your console or your fucking PC Master Race, that's why it's a thing.
Yeah.
Right? They look down on the fucking console.
Yeah, yeah.
I only switched back to PC like 3 years ago because of VR. I got a Vive. So, yeah, I play around on that.
I don't think that's going to take off.
No, I mean, I think it's going to, not in the form that it's in. It will take off eventually, but in the form of augmented reality more so than VR.
I could maybe get behind, but at the end of the day, I just want to sit on a couch. I don't want to walk around.
When VR is as simple as putting your phone in a thing,
yeah,
then it'll
but
be.
Also, so many of the early games are like, hey, you're in a kitchen. Let's make a sandwich. I'm like, man, I got to make a sandwich. What, I don't want to fucking play this game.
You can have fun with that, though.
I don't care if it's fucking, if it looks like I'm making a sandwich.
Yeah.
No, I don't either, but like, that's, you know, do you think that like your parents were thrilled at fucking Pong?
No, I mean, it sold well. It was something new, but obviously a lot of people are like, I don't need to play games.
Yeah.
I just think, I think the Wii had it wrong. I think that weird PlayStation thing that they tried to copy the Wii, that was wrong.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to swing their arms in a bad fucking
game. Even with the Wii, like playing that first Zelda game, I was like, I just sat there and just had to, shake my hands the whole fucking time. And I'm like,
and they didn't nail it.
If this is it, I don't need to do this.
They didn't nail it, so it's really frustrating because it's not like,
it was a wiggle, not a fucking sword swipe. It was a wiggle.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's not responsive enough so you can get around it by like doing dumb shit. And it's like, I don't want to do this. I want to hit X. I don't want to fucking swing my arm.
I want to see the story. I don't need to get a workout. Is that the whole thing of the Wii? It was like, it was supposed to be a workout. Is that why they focus so hard?
No, it wasn't supposed to be. I don't think it was supposed to be a workout. It was supposed to be like, hey, this is fun. It's active and stuff. But it's just like, no one wants to do that. That's why it's a gimmick. Because you're like, oh, this is fun for like a second.
Do you have a Switch?
No, I want to get one just to play the Zelda game.
Yeah,
but
me too.
Yeah.
I'll get one.
I'm fine with VR and my PlayStation 4, right? PlayStation 4 is great. I'm fine with it.
You guys rocking Red Dead again recently now that they've added new shit?
After watching Deadwood, I kind of want to play Red Dead again. I probably will at some point. I never got into the online thing.
Well, let's have a night of online one night.
Yeah, let's try it. I'd be down. I honestly never... I don't think I played... I might have tried one session with one person, but I never played it.
We just got a posse up.
Yeah.
How do you even do that? That's the whole thing. Like, we couldn't figure out how to posse up, so we quit.
I know. Better be good now.
All right, so let's try that. Let's end this, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything to say, either of you? Do you have anything to say for yourselves?
Oh, God. I don't have anything to say for myself at the end of all this. I don't know.
To me, to anybody, there are people that get away with murder every day. Doesn't have to be Shatner. But let's try to find the people that did and just talk to them. We'll see how normal they are. Because it's like when you have okay, here's a weird thing. And I don't know if I should be saying this, but I have a friend who knows of a friend who did commit a murder and never get caught for it. And it was really eating on them that they knew about their friend who got away with it. And it's just... It's just so weird because she may end up spilling the beans.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. That's how it usually happens.
It's a weird story because she's taken on the guilt. And she had nothing to do with it except that she knows something.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking crazy because now do I know something? Like I this is all hearsay. Do I know something? Could I turn this person in from hearsay? The answer is no, but it could maybe spawn an investigation or something.
Your only responsibility would be to talk to that person.
But like when you hear of someone having so much guilt for even just knowing something illegal, obviously there is the extreme. There are people that fucking murder people and get away with crimes all the time. That's just a weird thing where it's like, if he was responsible for her murder, I think that he knows, but then whoever the murderer is knows too, but that person obviously isn't going to turn themselves in or...
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't thought about this in a while, but it's just weird that like, I know somebody who knows something and they're not going to... They're questioning turning this person in after years. it's like the Loveland bowling murder, you know? Like, well, you know...
Yeah. Is that real? Because
that's real. Yeah,
we've talked about it. I thought it was real. I tried to look it up online, and there's nothing about it online.
But this is all you could probably look up Reporter Herald archives. But yeah, that's definitely real.
Okay, I thought maybe I was crazy or making it up or something.
I think that there's a lot of speculation on the type of the people that took over, you know, the alley. That was the whole thing, was it? Like,
I'll say this: if either of you kill anybody, it 100% depends on who you kill. If I like them, then I'm going to turn you in. If I don't like them, then I'll be like, eh, that's fine.
I think the more removed you get from the actual murder, the less responsibility you do have naturally.
Like if Willie got a ride home from Aaron Moles and then killed Aaron Moles, and you're my oldest friend, and you confided in me that you killed Aaron Moles, I would still be like, dude, I'm going to turn you in. Because Aaron's done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
However, if you killed like some piece of shit who I don't like, then I'd be like, that's cool, man. Like, let me know what you need.
Yeah.
So as Willie's killing me, I'll have the satisfaction of knowing, wait, he's going to turn you in, man. He's going to turn you in. This is not, I'm going to have my justice.
You're not getting away with this. What are you talking about, dude? I got away with it.
You guys talked recently on the podcast about a murder the guy who killed people that left bars in the river.
The man with no hands, whatever?
The one who killed those college kids.
Oh yeah. The smiley face murder.
The smiley face, because like I went to college with one, like I was actively going to college with one of the kids that was murdered.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Chris Jenkins, who was found in the Mississippi. Yeah, that was a crazy happenstance.
That's weird because it feels so far removed, and you said you knew of all the shit going on, the stories going on when it happened, and
well, I didn't know they were connected at all though.
Yeah.
I just knew about Chris Jenkins and people like would be looking for him after school and stuff.
That was a weird thing because for how many people drowned, and like if there was a serial murder drowning people, like drowning, not to put this in anybody's mindset, but drowning is the way to fucking get anybody because there's no crime scene when you're found in the water.
Especially when they break their necks and they're diving and they're drunk.
And all the pool chairs are in place. I mean, if it's a river, yeah. All right, let's wrap this up.
All right.
Aaron, thank you so much for being here.
Of course.
Everybody, thank you for listening. We have to cut the mics because we're going to go do a bunch of whippets. Thanks for listening.